Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about Anthropic's groundbreaking new AI models, Claude Opus 4 and Claude Sonnet 4. Buckle up, folks. This is big.
Big is an understatement. Autonomously working AI for hours? Color me intrigued. What's the core advancement here?
It's all about extended task completion. Think completing complex multi-step tasks over several hours. Stuff previous models could only dream of. Opus 4 played Pokemon Red for over 24 hours straight. The previous model, Claude 3.7 Sonnet, tapped out after just 45 minutes.
Whoa, that's a massive leap. 24 hours of Pokemon gameplay? That's committed. So, how did they achieve such a dramatic improvement?
Improved memory files, my friend. Better memory means better retention of key information, which allows for these extended operational periods. They're calling this leap from assistant to true agent. Pretty impressive, right?
Definitely. So, from assistant to agent, what does that actually mean in practical terms?
Think less hand-holding, more delegating. An agent can make key decisions independently, tackling complex problems without constant human intervention. It's a shift in the human-AI dynamic.
I see. Interesting. Now, I noticed they mentioned two models, Opus 4 and Sonnet 4. What's the distinction?
Opus 4 is the heavy hitter, designed for complex challenges and available to paying customers. Sonnet 4, while still powerful, is geared towards everyday use and accessible to everyone.
Got it. So a tiered approach. And they're both hybrid models. What does that entail?
Hybrid means they can offer both quick replies and in-depth, reasoned responses, adapting to the nature of the request. They can even search the web or use other tools to enhance their output. Pretty slick, eh?
Very slick, but with increased autonomy comes increased risk, right? What about safety and unintended consequences?
Excellent point. Reward hacking, where AI exploits loopholes to achieve goals, is a major concern. Anthropic claims a 65% reduction in this behavior compared to the previous model, achieved through improved training and evaluation methods. Still, a work in progress, you know?
Indeed. I'm a bit skeptical, to be honest. A 65% reduction is good. But what about that remaining 35%? That seems like a significant margin for error, especially when dealing with autonomous agents.
I hear you. It's definitely a balancing act, pushing the boundaries of AI capabilities while mitigating the risks. This is cutting-edge tech, and the safety aspect is paramount.
Absolutely. This advancement raises so many questions. Where do we draw the line between helpful autonomy and potentially harmful independence? The future of AI agents is certainly exciting, but also cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic is a great way to put it. It's going to be interesting to see how Anthropic addresses these safety concerns moving forward, and how these models evolve in the coming months and years. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.